RadioMD.com.
Decade after decade, he informs, educates, and spreads the word on good health. It's time for The Power of Health. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Today's world has us spiraling out of control in a lot of different directions, almost like we have one foot nailed to the floor. And sometimes we think we're doing everything right, but you may be surprised. With me today is Natasha Trenev, worldwide expert in probiotic health and the founder of American Probiotic Industry, and Ginny Patel-Thompson, who's a health writer, a consumer health advocate, and a recognized expert on natural healing for digestive diseases, who healed herself of widespread Crohn's disease, both small and large intestine. She has now remained drug and surgery free for over 19 years. Ladies, thank you for being with me today. Natasha, I have to start with you. We are spiraling out of control and we have the most unhealthy guts in the world.
Yeah, certainly, Jeff. And it's very disturbing to me because I go back in the industry for 60 years when I was a child, when my parents started the yogurt business. And I can honestly say that the health of Americans and Canadians has not gotten better, even though we have hundreds of whole foods across the nation, Sprouts, vitamin shops, and all these health shows. If you look at the majority of the public, the biggest issue starts with their digestive tract, and we've been sort of using a Band-Aid approach to try to fix that, and that no longer works.
You know, Ginny, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here. You are definitely what I would consider to be a survivor of something that is absolutely life-threatening. And maybe we could inform people a little bit about, you know, where you are now and where you've come from.
Well, when I was 16 years old, I was diagnosed with widespread Crohn's disease. So the doctor said it was in my small intestine, my large intestine, and, you know, of course, I went straight into the medical treatment protocols. 3 years later, I was just, you know, every month I was sicker and sicker. So after 3 years of this, and then the doctors were saying, we suspect the Crohn's has spread to your stomach now. And I just had an epiphany, and I said, well, what is going on here? Because I've done everything you've said for three solid years, and I'm just worse and worse and worse. And this was before the internet. So, you know, the people nowadays are so lucky they can just go online and research like crazy, but then we had access to nothing. So I went to my gastroenterologist who headed up a national research team, and I said, I need more information. And he, you know, he was nice, but, you know, kind of patted me on the head a little bit, but he did load me up with an entire stack of textbooks and all his latest research reports. And I took it home and I read everything. And the most alarming thing to me, aside from the fact that they did not know what caused Crohn's or colitis, they did not know how to heal it. They were just focused on keeping people alive. The really alarming thing was that as soon as you operate on a person, especially with Crohn's disease, the disease will jump to a minimum of three new sites. So that was just insanity to me. It's like, okay, I'm already this ill, and then you're going to operate just to keep me alive, but you're going to three times worsen this disease? Mm-hmm. Like, it was just, what, just to buy me, what, 5 years, 3 years? It was insane. So at that point, I realized we were just complete guinea pigs, and if I was going to be a guinea pig, I was going to be my own guinea pig, because combined with that, my doctor gave me a very realistic prognosis. He said, you know, because you have such a severe condition, you will never be able to hold a job because you'll be in and out of the hospital for the rest of your life. You probably won't be able to have kids, but at least you'll qualify for disability insurance. And I remember just looking at him going, I'd rather die, because that is no life. That is like being imprisoned and tortured every day. I think I'd rather die. So at that point, combined with the research that I'd just done, I thought, you know, I'm going to cure myself, I'm going to heal myself, or I'm going to die trying. But I am not going to live like this, because your daily life literally becomes like a form of torture.
No quality. No quality at all.
Nothing. And tremendous pain. And the fear, because anybody who's had these diseases know that you can be doing all right, and then something will tip you into a flare, and you can lose 20 pounds in 3 days. It's insane. Your body literally eats itself. So you can be okay, and then the next second, you can be hemorrhaging, and you can be almost dead. So you live with this intense fear of what is going to happen at any second if I put, you know, a couple of bites of the wrong thing into my mouth, or if I get, you know, don't get enough sleep for, you know, 1 or 2 days, and that combined with another stressor, and then I could be going off the edge of the cliff one more time. And so the fear is another huge part of these diseases, and that obviously causes a lot of stress as well.
You know, Natasha, as you have traveled in your travels, in your research, and all this wonderful feedback and this foundation of the probiotic industry that you have actually created, have you seen the trend toward these things coming on more commonly, these gut diseases and this unhealthy gut? I mean, it seems like it wasn't as bad 30 years ago, but today we're in a state of epidemic.
We are in an epidemic, and I'll tell you why. It's even people who are consuming natural foods, because they don't understand, you know, that sanitation is necessary, and that even if you're eating organic, which I do, organic vegetables need to be washed. I think it's a complete disconnect how important the understanding of the microbiota and what's in our community and what we pick up on a daily basis as we touch surfaces, including the surface of our iPhone, which is now loaded with bacteria and staph, to, you know, touching our steering wheel, to ingesting food, to drinking liquids. There's a huge disconnect about people understanding what's going on with their digestion and what kind of food we should be ingesting, what kind of probiotic we should be taking, what kind of exercise we should do. And let me tell you that all these gurus that go on PBS or sell books on the New York Times bestseller list, they're not really getting through, because we're not, you know, everywhere I go, there are problems. There are problems with the children. There are problems with infants. There are problems with parents, cousins, relatives. So there's something definitely going on, and we have to reevaluate and switch the paradigm.
You know, that's something I see a lot more of with my readership, is a huge increase in the number of children who are being diagnosed with these diseases.
Well, we look at the way they're eating. Look at the obesity problem with these children, as well as the adults. And, you know, when we were kids, at least we built a foundation of good health for the first 20, 25 years of our life, where actually food was food. And today, these kids go right into everything processed. They have no foundation. They have no storage, no savings account of health.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, you know, what we need to say is that the breakdown of the gut is the gateway to every disease known to humankind in the body. And that if we break down this gut, we're going to have a nation that's going to come to a standstill, because so many people will be ill. And so I think we need to stop listening to the 30-second solutions and really get into depth about, you know, what makes our gut healthy and what will make us healthy.
When I look at the contributors to my extreme case of Crohn's disease, I was triple vaccinated because I lived in Kenya, the United States, and Canada. And each time I was fully vaccinated again, I had a diet of almost completely processed food because my mother just didn't know any better. There was physical abuse in my home. So, you know, that's the brain, gut, the mind, emotion connection. And then I had only 3 months of breastfeeding and then went on to solid foods.
Well, you know, I think what we've learned from all of this is that, you know, there's a lot more to learn. And I think that we're going to have to continue to put this information out there. We're going to have to make sure that we're doing everything we possibly can. You know, we're learning today from Jenny, you know, hands-on from a survivor who has been through this and an extreme amount of this disease. And learning from Natasha, you know, the foundation of building and rebuilding and reconstructing our health. This is Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this segment and all my segments, visit my show page at radiomd.com. Thank you for listening, and stay well.